This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. There are many upsides to having a Fortune 50 company headquartered in Bloomington. Jobs and economic stability, partnerships with local schools, and bragging rights, to name a few. But there is a downside. When that giant company needs to pivot, it can be jarring. Today, GLT's Ryan Denham explores the competitive pressures that are leading to big changes within State Farm. And then later in the show, a Q&A with a State Farm executive whose job it is to plan for the future. We begin with our story talking to industry watchers about where State Farm fits into a changing insurance industry.
If you're looking for clues about what State Farm is doing, don't just look to the big black building overlooking Veterans Parkway. Look at Rhode Island. That's where State Farm is experimenting with a new model for auto insurance. It's called High Road, and it's basically insurance by app. The app tracks how you drive and charges you more or less each month based on how safe or recklessly you drive. It's fast, with quotes in 5 minutes and claims you can file right through the app.
High Road is a great example of a concept that we developed within State Farm to look at auto insurance through a new lens.
That's Lorette Stiles, Vice President of State Farm's Strategic Resources Unit, which studies competitors and industry trends to guide internal decision-making. High Road is a direct-to-consumer move for State Farm, a company rooted in selling and servicing policies through its agents. In fact, State Farm's name is barely on High Road's website and app. You wouldn't even know it's owned by State Farm.
Sort of a new model, and get it out there in a market where they don't have that today. And we're operating very successfully on a very short timeline with a very interesting experiment and test that we're learning from.
State Farm is restructuring, raising concerns about what it means for the Bloomington normal economy. One day, the company says it's shedding 890 local IT jobs. The next, it says more claims and State Farm bank jobs are moving in. The drip, drip, drip of moves may sound unusual for a company known in the industry for workforce stability. Jacobson Group CEO Greg Jacobson produces a labor market study of the insurance industry.
I think more so than most insurance organizations, State Farm's workforce is made up of people who grow up in the business at State Farm. And that's kind of a unique thing in the insurance industry nowadays. You see people moving from one company to another company. You don't really see that often from State Farm.
Lorette Stiles from State Farm says they're learning from competitors like Lemonade, particularly speeding up the pace of work. High Road, that State Farm InsurTech affiliate in Rhode Island, launched relatively quickly.
In any industry, disruptors are useful. They may not have any one of them a long lifespan, but they offer a different way of thinking about approaching the business and approaching the customer experience.
So why did High Road start in Rhode Island? One reason may be that State Farm didn't have agents there already. Elsewhere in the U.S., Stiles says State Farm's nearly 19,000 agents remain a central part of its business strategy. She says State Farm considers its agents what sets it apart from its competitors. Indeed, agents feature prominently in many State Farm TV commercials.
So you'll be here to help if I need you?
Kyle, I got you.
Okay. What about here?
Yep.
According to data from Cantor Media, State Farm's ad spending hit $98 million in 2017. That's up from $60 million the year before. That's continuing an upward climb. State Farm doesn't comment publicly on its ad spending. One reason State Farm may be hesitant to turn away from agents is customer loyalty. The average State Farm customer has been with the company for 14 years. The average for Progressive is 5 years, and just 6 years for Geico. That's according to research from Forrester. Here's Ellen Carney.
Because of that duration of the relationship, do wield a lot of power for, within insurance companies. So, they might want to do digital capabilities on mobile devices or Alexa or whatever, and, then you have the fear of, do we want to alienate our agent community?
Officials at the National Association of State Farm Agents did not return repeated requests for comment. Lorette Stiles from State Farm downplayed any tension between digital evolution and agents.
Actually, our agents are enthused about many of the changes that we're making because they see themselves the importance of an organization operating efficiently, streamlining processes, delivering more quickly solutions to customers.
Companies like State Farm and Allstate that use agents tend to have higher expense ratios than competitors like Progressive and Geico that sell insurance primarily online. That's according to Kevin Algram, an associate professor in the Department of Finance, Insurance, and Law at Illinois State University.
Having an agency system can be very expensive, but there's also some benefits to having agents, specifically, for example, when a policyholder has a claim, to actually maybe have a relationship with one of those claimants can make the difference between the customer being satisfied and, you know, just not being satisfied.
Paul Newsom, the analyst who watches publicly traded insurers, says distribution will be a challenge for State Farm and other agent-driven insurers in the years to come.
From a distribution perspective, it's in the wrong general bucket for sort of long-term distribution. It'll be a challenge for them to change the technology that their agents use and the company uses to address the changing ways that people buy insurance.
Tom Super with J.D. Power says State Farm remains in a very strong financial position with a capital position that's unmatched. And that's despite a particularly brutal 2017 for insurers across the country. Separate California wildfires, hurricanes, and hailstorms last year were among the top 25 costliest events in company history.
The question is all these competitors rise and look to steal share from State Farm, How will the company want to position themselves to make sure that they're not losing share to some of these competitors, specifically around price-driven consumers that are looking for price messaging, and how will State Farm be able to compete with that?
State Farm's overall financial strength was cited as it recently lowered auto rates for Illinois customers. State Farm insures about one of every three vehicles in Illinois. Here's Stephen Weisbart with the Insurance Information Institute.
As the largest company, State Farm, in some sense, is really everybody's target.
So far, State Farm appears to be holding on to its market share. Its 18.3% of the auto market in 2016 was relatively unchanged. Its homeowners' market share has dropped a bit, though, down from a peak of 21.9% in 2010 to about 19.2% in 2016. I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. It's Sound Ideas on GLT.